I'm excited because I don't get to preach today. I get to be ministered to today. I remember, okay, good, nobody clapped. I was actually a little bit concerned about that. You know, I remember preaching as a student pastor, as a youth pastor, so many graduation teacher appreciation days, and it was my privilege and my pleasure to give this opportunity to Pastor Mark Stroud to come and to minister to you today. Pastor Mark is married to our admin assistant, Grace. She's also our social media coordinator, and they are inside of their very first year of marriage, and they're doing an amazing job with our students, with our youth, every Wednesday night. So if you're a parent or a grandparent or a guardian, or you got some students that live around you, I want you to be encouraged to bring them on Wednesday night at 6:30, put them in youth ministry. They're going to love it because our youth ministry is growing. Things are going really, really well back there. But today you get an opportunity to hear from what God has placed in Pastor Mark's heart. You may have seen Pastor Mark leading in worship, playing the guitar, but many of you may not know that he also is an accomplished jazz saxophonist, which makes him approximately 37% cooler than the rest of us for some reason. I don't know why. But he's also in his last few classes in his credentials so that he can be credentialed with the Assemblies of God. And today happens to be a flagship Sunday because today is the very first time that Pastor Mark gets to be behind the pulpit and preach to us today. And so, as an encouragement and a warm welcome, would you stand on your feet and help me welcome Pastor Mark Stroud.
Man, I'm just so honored to be with you all this morning. But first, I want to publicly honor a few groups of people before I get started. First, Pastor John and Claudia, thank you so much for all you do, for who you are and how much you pour into me. Grace, these students, how much you care. You know, I can proudly say that he was my youth pastor. And for some crazy reason, while he was a youth pastor, a 13-year-old boy went up to him and said, "Hey, I have a feeling like God wants me to preach, and I have this word on my heart." And for some weird, crazy reason, he said, "Let's do it." He said, "Absolutely." And he encouraged me the whole way, and here we are today. So thank you for who you are and all you do. I'll never forget that, and I love you guys. Yeah. You know, and another, we have a few more groups. So to the coaches that helped me back there, I know the Steels and Ella, Christian, Luke, Colin, all of you that helped me, and Grace with the students and in the youth room, you mean so much to us. You're such a help and you're such a blessing. And getting to watch God use all of you and pour into their lives has been an honor for me. Just to watch God use you, for you to accept the calling and be where you are today is an honor. It's crazy. So thank you. And also, it is Teacher and Grad Sunday. So if you are a teacher in the house, would you please stand so we can honor you real quick? If you teach in any kind of fashion, we got a few over here. Yeah, can we give them applause? Thank you. Thank you for pouring into the next generation. Thank you. Teachers mean everything to me and to these kids. I mean, we live in a crazy world and we need some people that can be role models for these students, especially today. So thank you for all your hard work, the late night grading and the parent conferences that you have to prepare for. Finally, it is Grad Sunday, so I want to honor you. If you have graduated from high school, college, trade school, or any program or certification, could you stand so we can honor you if that applies to you, anyone in the room? I know there's only a few. Yeah, thank you. Congratulations, you made it. Man, let me open this word real quick. I'm just excited to be here this morning. I'm honestly humbled and honored to be preaching God's word to you. I just want to let all of you know that Grace and I love being with the students, love pouring into the youth ministry back there every Wednesday and other days of the week that you don't see. It's an honor. And so thank you for allowing us to do that. You know, it's just amazing. And we love being in their highs and their lows and getting to see them grow closer to God and make friends. So thank you. Well, before we get started, I have a question. In youth, I kind of like to lead every sermon with a question that kind of get you into what we're talking about today. And the question I want to ask you, maybe you've struggled with, is how do you stay faithful through the journey God has you in? How can I stay faithful through the journey that God has called me in, has put me in? If we're honest, most of us knows what it feels like to trust in God when everything is going really good, right? It feels pretty easy. Whenever the bills are paid, whenever everything is going well, your relationships are going well, the doctors came back with good results. It's really easy to trust in God in those moments and do the whole, like, glory to him, you know, to stay faithful. It's super easy. But today I'm not talking about those moments. I'm talking about, what about when life changes? What about when you're confused? What about when you're hurt? What about when you're unsure? Can we still trust God? Can we still have our faith? Can we still be faithful? How can you stay faithful through the journey? Let's pray real quick. Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for your word. God, I just ask that when I present this word that I would not misinterpret it and that your Holy Spirit would speak through me in this moment, that you would open the hearts and minds of everyone in this place that they could receive your word, be in a position to understand and to know you more deeply and your will for their life because of today. God, we love you and we thank you for what you're gonna do. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. All right, we're gonna do it kind of like we do it in youth. If you have your physical Bible with you today, could you just show them in the air real quick? If you have a physical Bible, yeah, I see you all around the room. Youth, take notes, okay? I love to see the physical Bibles. We try to keep account of who all brings them every week. So if you got those, will you flip with me to Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. That's Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 4. This is what it says. Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Check this out. So Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Before we get started into unpacking that a little bit, I wanna talk about what does faith mean. Everybody has heard the term Christianese, right? We say words that we've heard when we were growing up in church, or whether you just heard somebody else say it. You just say it even if you don't know the definition of it. But words have more meaning whenever you put a definition to them, when you really know what it means. So what does faith mean? Well, in this context, faith means belief. It means trust. Means confidence and fidelity. A little bit of background on this text. Some of you are like, hey, that's Abraham, not Abram. Don't get ahead of me, okay? Abram is a man from Haran. He's 75 years old. It's an ordinary day for Abram. And then all of a sudden, God is talking to him and says, hey, it's time for you to move. I want you to pack up all your stuff, leave your family, leave your father's house, because I want to make you a blessing. I want to make you something new. And the next text says that he went as the Lord had told him. But he had never seen this new country before. But yet he went. So point one, if you're taking notes, because note takers are history makers, is faith moves before it understands. Faith moves before it understands. Some of us need to understand that we need to have a faith that is willing to move and willing to say yes, even when we don't see the whole picture. It's really easy to say yes, like whenever you know what's next. Recently, you know, we've done a lot of moving, you know, recently married, buying all the new furniture, reselling, and then buying more furniture that we like instead. But we live on the second floor. So whenever we're moving furniture and I'm taking it downstairs, it's way easier to walk downstairs apparently when you can actually see your feet. It's a whole lot easier, I promise. But when you're carrying something and you're like, okay, God, I trust you. You know, you got to take that step. And I've missed a step a couple of times because you don't know what's next. It's a lot easier to know that you can trust where your feet are going when you can see it. But sometimes you don't see it and you just have to have faith. We need a faith that will say, yes, I will go, even if I don't understand. Maybe it's a new place or an action God is calling you to. Maybe God is calling you to somewhere new. Maybe God is calling you to a new position, a new job, whatever it may be. Are you willing to say yes, even if you don't know what it will look like? Will you move even when you're unsure? For some of you this morning, you're in a spot of action. God is calling you to do something about the need that you see. Whether it's here in the church or out in your community, God is saying, I'm putting this on your heart. Are you willing to say yes? Here's great news for you this morning. God did not call Abram when he had it all together. And for some of you, moving to a new place means that he is creating a new you. Because faith will move before it understands where it's going, but sometimes you need to understand God is going to call you to be a new person by the end of this. So some of you, your yes looks a lot different. Because there's someone in the room I want to give encouragement to. Maybe you're here, your family doesn't go to church. Maybe you're here, you're new to the faith. People around you don't really believe, but you still decide to show up. I want you to know that God is calling you to say yes, to change something. Because here's the deal, I didn't know this until I did a little bit of research. Abram was a pagan. Abraham's family worshiped pagan gods. They didn't only just worship Yahweh, the Lord. They worshiped other gods when he was in this foreign land. Some of you are in the spot of Abram where you're not quite Abraham yet, but God is calling you to that. You may be doing whatever in the sin that you're in, but God is stepping in and seeing all this family lineage that maybe it's a messed up family. Maybe you don't come from good circumstances. Maybe your story is all kind of dramatic and you kind of got all these things going on. There's no way God could pick you. There's no way God's talking to you right now. I want you to know that God is. God stepped in and said, Abram, if you have faith, watch what I can do. There's someone this morning that needs to know that if you have faith and if you are willing, that maybe you came from a family that doesn't believe, maybe none of your friends believe, maybe your workplace does not believe, but if you are willing to say yes, God is like, here, come here, let me show you what I can do. Let me watch how your family lineage will change. Watch how I'm going to make nations out of you, how you're going to become a blessing, but are you willing to say yes? God can call you to something new, but you just need to move before you understand. And that takes faith. The next scripture I have for you is Genesis 22, verses 1 through 2. It says, after these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And he said, here I am. He said, take your own son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. Faith is not just tested when God calls you to go somewhere. Sometimes faith is really tested when the journey is hurting, because faith needs to hold on during the hurt. For all the note takers, that's point 2. Faith holds on during the hurt. Where are we at in this context? Abraham has been given a new name. He's been given a promise of these children to make nations. Abraham thought his wife was barren, couldn't have kids, so he kind of goes about it his own way of making a son, if you know what I mean, has Ishmael. You know, he's tried it his own way. He's waited patiently for God. Nothing seems to be working out. And then all of a sudden, he ends up having Isaac, a son from his wife. And things seems to be going well. Everything seems to be fine. He sends away Ishmael and Ishmael's mother. They send them away. So, you know, he's just like, okay, never mind. But everything seems to be fine. He's finally got the son that he was promised. He's moved. He's adventured into a new land. And it says, after all of those things occurred, God asks Abraham to give it all up, to sacrifice Isaac. Could you imagine the pain, the betrayal, and the heartache. Because it says he rested and then went to do the action the next day. Could you imagine trying to sleep at night with that kind of hurt in your heart? Preparing the wood for the sacrifice, knowing that you just need to be faithful even if it hurts right now. Could you imagine waking up in the morning and knowing what you had coming for you that day? Let's look at the response from Abraham. Genesis 22, verse 3. So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Abraham is in this weird place of hurt and obedience, hurting obedience. He's walking in what God has called him to, but it's in a place of heartache. And this is not the only time that we see this. We can see it with David, King David. He becomes anointed, and the very next thing we know, only a few chapters later, he's being hunted by the king, and people want to kill him, and they don't like him anymore, and he's living in the wilderness in the desert for years. But he's still being faithful to the call. You see this with Hannah, mother of Samuel, right? She's believing in God for a child. So she goes to the altar. She's relying on him. She goes to church. And the priest at the church makes fun of her and calls her a drunkard. Could you imagine the pain and the heartache? Joseph, given a divine dream, ruling over his brothers and guiding them, the very next day sold into slavery by the same people he's supposed to be ruling. This is a common theme throughout the Bible. Sometimes the journey hurts because life doesn't go how we expected. It's gonna hurt. Some of you are in a place of saying yes and stepping into the new you, stepping into the new calling, into the new place, but some of you are in a place where you've already said yes and you're hurting. You've been hurt by life. You've been hurt by the church, maybe. I mean, don't tell me that Hannah or David or Joseph didn't get a little bit of church hurt inside of them, being betrayed by a priest, being betrayed by the king that was anointed by God. I mean, I think we would call that church hurt today. Don't tell me they didn't have it, but they're still walking in obedience. Sometimes you say yes to God, and then all of a sudden, the closer you got to God, the relationships you had are falling apart. You said yes to God, and all of a sudden your life is hurting. And sometimes you pray, and the answers don't come quickly or how you wanted them to. Sometimes you're being faithful in the church, and you still get hurt by those that you thought would never hurt you. You pray, and the results don't come back positive. I want you to know that you need to hold on, to keep being faithful. Keep being obedient to God's word, and keep walking in faith even if it hurts. How in the world could Abraham go up to this altar and sacrifice his son? He did it one step at a time. Some of you just need to keep taking one step after the next, even when it hurts. Even when the pain you're going through is on the inside and you're like, God, how could you put me in this situation, in this pain? You just need to keep taking a step after a step and holding on. And that's a lot easier said than done. And we're gonna get ready to read this last passage, and band, if you can make yourselves available on the stage. Before I read this, I know that timeline-wise, this passage actually comes before the one we just read. But I want us to see the promise that carried him through all of those trials and those hurts. This carried him through every stage of the journey. Genesis 15, verse 3 through 6 says this. And he brought him outside and said, look toward heaven and number the stars, if you are able to number them. And then he said to him, so shall your offspring be. And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness. You see, finally, we're gonna face times when God's promise seems so out of sight, but you need to know that faith remembers the promise. Faith remembers the promise. Abraham was in a time of hurt during this too. No son had been given to him. Nothing had come into fruition yet. All these promises that he was remembering had not really been seen. But God speaks a reminder of his promise. The same promise that was given to Abraham when he left his home. The same promise that was given to Abraham whenever he couldn't have a son and so he sinned and tried to make his own way. The same promise that was given to Abraham whenever he was told to sacrifice everything that he had been promised. The same promise was given, and Abraham remembered God's promise. You need to have, or to have a faith for the journey. If you want to have faith through all the things you're going through and you want to make it to the end, to finish strong, you need to have a faith that moves when God calls, that holds on when life hurts, and remembers the promise. You need to move, hold on, and remember. But here's one of the most beautiful things about our faith today. You do not need to go about looking for promises to be fulfilled. You see, we get to look at Jesus. We get to look at the ultimate fulfillment of the promise. We get to remember Jesus. Some of y'all are looking for something to happen, something to hold on to. You feel like your life is falling apart and you're just grasping at anything at this time because you're in hurt. Maybe you're confused. Maybe you can't trust God right now. But I can promise you there's something that you can hold on to, and that's the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, who died for you, who died for every single person in this room. And that was a promise that was fulfilled. You can also hold on to the promise that the Holy Spirit that raised Christ from the dead now lives inside of you at this very moment. You can hold on to that. And guess what? You want a really good promise? He's coming back pretty soon. So there's your second. So you can hold on to those. You can remember those when life is starting to hurt. Whenever the journey that you're on doesn't feel like you don't know where it's going, hold on to that. That he called you, that he loves you, that he died for you, that he rose again, and he is coming back to get you soon. But you need to stay faithful. You need to remember him. You need to take one step at a time. It doesn't feel good, but you just need to be faithful. Fight the good fight. Run the good race. So when life hurts, when the journey is confusing, when you can't see what God is doing, you can trust him because the cross has already proved it all. The cross already showed you his love, his intention, his hope. The greatest act of faith isn't just taking a next step into a new season. It's fully surrendering in Jesus and trusting him no matter what is going to happen. Maybe today God is calling you to say yes to him. You've had some changes going on. Maybe you used to be one way. God's calling you to be someone else. Are you gonna say yes to the calling he has on your life? Are you gonna say yes to the redemption story he has for you? To get rid of that old self and walk into the new. I'm gonna go on a little bit of a tangent here, okay? See, when we say yes, I need you to understand some of you are so focused on what the devil is telling you are that you cannot see who God is calling you to be. You just need to say yes and trust that. You do not need to listen to who you used to be. You just need to focus on what God is telling you you are, because he died for you, because he loves you, because you're redeemed, because you're made new, and you are forgiven. Focus on that. Don't listen to what you used to be. The devil loves to tell you that. Don't do that. Don't listen to it. Some of you, you've been hurting. You said yes to the call. You've been serving faithfully, but you got hurt. I hate to tell you this, but it's gonna happen. If it hasn't happened yet, just hang on. But you're gonna get hurt, and life's gonna throw you a couple of curveballs. But God is calling you to just say, okay, I'll take this next step. I'll serve even if I don't feel like it. Here's another little tangent for you. Whenever we get hurt, sometimes we place more faith in our emotions than we do on God's promise. Worship's not hitting the day. My adrenaline isn't high. God must not be in here. I'm not feeling so happy today. God must not love me anymore. Don't let your emotions dictate your faith when you're hurt. Stay faithful. Know that emotions in the heart, it fluctuates and it changes, but God does not change. He stays what? The same yesterday, today, and forever. You don't need to worry about that. He's got you covered. And he will see you through the hurt you're feeling this morning. He will see you through it. He's been faithful and he won't stop now. And some of you, maybe you've been in this a little bit longer. You've been in this journey for a minute. But do you remember the promise God gave you when he called you? Some of you, life has just done so much to you. You've experienced so much life. Do you remember the promise he gave you? Do you remember the promise of love he gave you? The promise that he would use you for his kingdom? Do you remember that? Let me tell you something. I saw this reel the other day. Grace showed it to me. It's an Instagram reel. This guy is talking about how he didn't go to the doctor for years, but his wife wanted him to go to the doctor. So one day he's like, okay, I'll go. And so the wife's like, all right, your appointment's at 9. He was super late. I mean, he got out the shower at 9. You know what I mean? Like, he did not care. But he gets there and he's in the waiting room and he's like, hey, I know I'm late, but my appointment's at 9. And they're like, sir, you're like 30 minutes early. It's 9:30. Your appointment's at 10. His wife knew what he was gonna do. His wife knew he wasn't gonna make it. So she made sure, if that man's wife can make sure in his disobedience that the promise still works of him getting there, how much more can God make sure in your disobedience that he can get you where he wants you to be? Some of you need to understand that, yeah, you made mistakes. Yeah, you lived some life. God still wants to use you. That doesn't disqualify you. You can still be used for God's kingdom today. But are you willing to say yes? Are you willing to take that step of faith? It may hurt to get back into it, but it may be what you need. We're all in different stages of our journey. We're all in different circumstances. But God is calling you today. God is reminding you to be faithful, to keep the faith. Would you stand? Today, I want to give you the opportunity to respond to this. Because a challenge is just a challenge. But what really makes it is whether or not you're going to accept that, if you're going to respond to that. I know there's tons of people. I mean, I've talked to you. I know some of your stories. There's some of you that are in a lot of change right now because you said yes to God. There's some of you that you're in a lot of hurt right now. There's some of you that just need to remember why God put you here in the first place. So, what now? I'm gonna let you respond. I can't take an action step for you. I can't just say yes for you. That is your call and that's your promise and that's your response. But what I can do is make these altars available for you to meet him and say, God, I wanna go back. Say, God, yes, I wanna say yes to you. Maybe you're tired of running from it. Maybe you just need to go back. I'm gonna make that opportunity available to you. So we're gonna pray, and while I'm praying, if you feel that tug on your heart, let me tell you something, that's the Holy Spirit talking to you. Don't be scared. When we pray, I just want you to come into these altar areas. Don't be scared, don't be ashamed. This isn't about the person next to you. This is about you and God right now. Just focus on that. So when we pray, when I start praying, if that's you and you say, God, I need to get faith back. I'm gonna trust in you from now on. Go to these altars, meet him there, and just pour your heart out. Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for this morning. God, I believe there are people under the sound of my voice right now, maybe that they've been having life changes, maybe they've forgotten the promises that you have given them, God. But Lord, they need to go back in faith with you through the hurt. Maybe there's someone They know they haven't been living right. Maybe there's someone they know that they just need to say yes, even if it changes everything about them. If it strips them bare of who they were, there is somebody that needs to say yes just because it's the step of faith. God, it doesn't matter if my relationship changes. It doesn't matter if you strip me of who I was. I want to become who you call me. I want to be who you meant for me to be, not what the enemy has told me lies about for so long. God, there's people in this room, they've been hurt for so long. They've carried so much burden. They've carried so much weight in their heart, too much pressure, and you never called them to carry that alone, God. I just ask that they would go to the altar, that if they genuinely want healing, that if they genuinely mean it, that they're tired of just feeling this weight over and over and over again, that they would go to the altar and meet you, because I can't do it, but you can, God, and you're gonna meet them there. Lord, your will be done today. Your will be done in this service. God, remind the people that have been in this for a minute, remind them of who you called them to be. Remind them of the promise you put on their heart. Remind them that you're coming back and you want them to be ready. Lord, pour your heart out on them. Show them your heart. Open our hearts to receive you. Open our minds to receive you right now, God. Don't stop praying. We're just gonna stay in this place for a while. There's people that are dealing with some hurt. I know you haven't come down yet, but guess what? God is still gonna wait on you. We're gonna go into a time of worship. I just want you to sing this out. And if you feel like you have that tug on your heart, I want you to go meet God, because he's been waiting for you. He's been waiting for you. He's been waiting for you. He's knocking. Are you gonna open the door? He's knocking. Are you gonna open the door? He's knocking. There's some of you in the room, God is calling you to be generational breakers, generational curse breakers. Maybe you don't come from a family that believes. Maybe you don't come from a friend group that believes. Maybe you don't come from a workplace that believes. God is calling you to make the difference. That it's time for you to step out in faith. I believe there's somebody that needs to accept that you just need to say yes. That God has been pulling on your heartstring despite your environment, because he wants to make some history with you. And if that's you, I just want to invite you to the altar too. We have people here that are willing to pray for you. And I know there's people with hurt. There's all kind of people with hurt. But God did not call you to carry that. Some of you are standing upright right now. You know you've got the hurt on your heart. You're standing there because you think you can take it on your own, that it'll just heal and go away. It's not how it works. You need to give that to God. That is not meant for you. That was not meant for you to carry alone. That was not meant for you to carry alone. And some of you are just holding on to that weight in your heart. Whatever family situation, whatever church hurt, whatever relationship hurt may be going on right now, you are in hurt, and God did not call you to carry that, and you need to give that to God, because you cannot carry it alone. So if you want that change, if you want that healing, if you want to get rid of that burden on your heart, he said, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden. And that's you. Would you come? Would you make yourself available? He's here waiting for you. And only you can make that step of faith out of your seat to come and respond. So I'm going to leave that to you. There's one last group I want to talk to. We talked about those that need the change. We talked about those in the hurt. But there's some folks, you've been in this church gig for a minute. You've been here for a minute. But I'm scared you may have forgotten the promises God gave you. That it's just become mundane. It's just a routine. That you've become numb. Maybe you can't see what God has promised you so long ago that you've forgotten about it. But there's some of you that need to remember. God is just calling you to remember who he was when you got saved. He's still the same God. The same God that called you to the altar when maybe you were a child or a teenager or a young adult, whatever it is, he's like, I'm still me. Don't forget about me. I'm still the same God that called you, and I'm still calling you still. Don't forget it. Some of you, the hurt built up. Some of you, life happened too fast. Some of you, pressure came on. Some of you, expectation came on. And all of a sudden, that promise is a long distant memory. Some of you need to go down and just say, yes, Lord, I remember. Some of you just need to say, yes, God, I can still go. Some of you say, yes, Lord, I will remember you. I will remember your promise. I'll remember what you told me. Some of you just need to remember. Maybe you need to do that from your seats. Maybe you need to do that from the altar. But God is calling you to remember. Remember me, remember my word, remember my promise, because it doesn't change. Maybe you fell away, but I'm calling you back because you're still mine. Will you remember? Will you remember? If you want to remember, would you accept that? Would you accept that? Meet him in the altar, meet him in your chair, and just accept that. Lord, we love you. We thank you for today. I pray, Lord, that whatever part of the journey we're in, that we would just remember to keep the faith. Remember your promise, God. Hold on during the hurt. And say yes, even if we don't understand what it'll mean. Even if we don't understand where we're going to go. Just help us, Lord. Help us to keep the faith. Father, we love you and we thank you for what you're doing in this place, God. I thank you. And Lord, I ask that whenever people leave this place, let them not remember what they ate for lunch today, but help them remember what you spoke to them today. God, that they could leave this place changed. God, that they can leave this place knowing how to keep the faith, how to put one foot in front of the other, God. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your son and soon returning King Jesus. Prepare us, Lord. Prepare us, Lord. Prepare us, Lord. The time is near. Prepare us, Lord. Prepare our hearts, God. Jesus, we love you. When you go out, remember to keep the faith. Remember his promise and to hold on even when it hurts. I love you. The Lord loves you. And what do we say? We're going to give hope. We're going to do life. Or what is it? Find God, give hope, and do life together. Thank you. I'm going to have a meeting about that this week. I love you all. Y'all have a great rest of your day. God bless.